Plastic is the new coal. That's according to a new report out today by Beyond Plastics at Bennington College. They've analyzed 10 stages of plastics production, use, and disposal, and find that by the end of this decade, in just 9 years, plastics will be on track to contribute to more greenhouse gas emissions than coal-fired power plants. Judith Ink is a former regional EPA administrator and president of Beyond Plastics, and she joins us now. Judith, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thanks very much.
People get that coal-fired power plants generate greenhouse gases and that plastic is created from fossil fuels. But what's changed to make plastic on track to surpass coal power plants for greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, two things have changed. One is historically plastics were made from chemicals and oil. Now they're made from chemicals and a byproduct of hydrofracking. We have a tremendous build-out of plastic facilities and petrochemical facilities. And at the same time, thankfully, coal plants are being retired. About 65% of U.S. coal plants have been shut down. And as you mentioned, Tanya, I think the public understands the problems with coal plants. But now we need to really grasp that plastic pollution is not just a serious water quality issue, and we know that plastic recycling is a myth with only 8.5% of plastics getting recycled. But now we absolutely have to put plastic production and disposal on the climate change agenda.
Your report goes into detail on emissions from hydrofracking, but how do you know how much of these emissions are connected to plastics? And has that kind of analysis been done before?
We know that large ethane cracker facilities are being constructed mostly in Texas and Louisiana and a few other states in Appalachia. And large amounts of fracked waste gas is being sent by pipeline to ethane cracker facilities. In order for these facilities to operate, they need permits from environmental regulatory agencies. So we have the estimates of what the greenhouse gas emissions are from fracking. If anything, I think our report vastly underestimates the greenhouse gas emissions from plastics, because there are some sources in this 10 high impact stages that you don't have specific permit information on. For instance, our report has a section on foamed plastic insulation in people's homes that off-gases greenhouse gas emissions. And a growing amount of plastic is burned at cement kilns. Unfortunately, the federal EPA considers this alternative fuels. There's absolutely no measurement of the emissions from burning those plastics.
Okay, so are we seeing even more plastic in the world? I'm actually not sure how we notice in a world saturated with plastics.
Yes, the projections are that the production of plastic is only going to increase worldwide. The fossil fuel industry knows that they're losing money from burning fossil fuels at coal plants. They're going to lose money from petroleum sales because more and more people are shifting to electric cars, investments in mass transit. And so plastic production is the plan B for the fossil fuel industry.
You're also tracking how much this pollution occurs in communities of color. What are you finding?
Yes, this is so important. We looked at the climate pollution in communities of color, and we learned that 90% of the climate pollution that the plastics industry reports themselves to the EPA occurs in just 18 communities, mostly in Texas and Louisiana. And these are low-income communities and often communities of color. And quite frankly, this is one thing that inspired Beyond Plastics to do this report, because we are extremely concerned about the health impacts in communities of color that are already shouldering an overburdened level of air pollution.
Judith Ink is president of the group Beyond Plastics at Bennington College. Her report, The New Coal, Plastics and Climate Change, is out today. We've reached out to the Plastics Industry Association for comment on this report, and we'll post their response on our website, hereandnow.org.